Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Inspirational Thoughts and Encouragement. Today's scripture comes from the 41st Psalm in the 3rd verse. Reading from the New Living Translation, it says, "The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health." Oh, Lord God, thank you. Father God, we pray that you'll bless the reading and hearing of your holy word. We pray for the courage to continuously be obedient. And Lord God, we pray that you'll continually bless us with spiritual insight, wisdom, and understanding as we grow in the knowledge of you, Lord God, as we grow in the knowledge of your love for us, Lord God. This we pray in the precious name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus healed a paralyzed man who had been lowered through a roof by his friends, the first thing he said to him was, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And you can find that in Mark the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse. Jesus, the Lord God, knew the man better than he knew himself, identified his main issue as to be spiritual. Yes, and of course that left everyone around Christ surprised, because in their eyes, the paralytic's primary problem was physical. Well, brothers and sisters, this goes to show that sometimes we'll seek out Christ for external issues like our health, our finances, our relationships, and so on and so on. However, what he addresses as we spend time with him in prayer is something deep within our souls, brothers and sisters. I got to repeat that. What he addresses as we spend time with him in prayer is something deep within our souls. Now, this may be astounding or surprising to us because we think we know what's causing our pain, right? Jesus sees the true root of our woundedness. Oh, thank you, Lord. And of course, Jesus addresses the exterior troubles that we bring to him as well. He empowered the paralytic to pick up his pallet and walk. And he does the same thing for us. However, what's important to understand is our Savior wants us to be fully healed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Not just on the surface, but inside out. Thank you, Lord. So never, never ignore what Jesus tells you or pinpoints as the true issue of your problems. Never ignore it. Trust him as your great physician and accept his order of addressing your needs. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. And so, sisters and brothers, when you trust the Lord, will you trust the Lord to address the true root of your pain and heal you? You'll have a blessed journey. You'll have a blessed life. You'll be able to be a blessing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And have a blessed day.